You may be seated, and if you would, look at three people and tell them, you are blessed and highly favored of God. You are blessed and highly favored of God. You are blessed and highly favored of God. And you're in the right place this morning. Hallelujah. I want you to turn your Bible to John chapter 19. My subject this morning, Behold the Man. You know, I thought about it. When you got your eyes on Jesus, you know that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. When you got your eyes on Jesus, you know that God is going to work everything that you go through to your good. That's the law of Romans 8:28. God is at work even in the situations that look dark and dim. God is at work. Don't let the trials of life dim your view of Jesus Christ, because we are more than conquerors through him that loved us and gave himself for us. He has stated in his word that he will always cause us to triumph in Jesus Christ, and no weapon formed against us can ever prosper. He has taken the gloom out of the grave and the victory out of death, and we will reign with him forever and ever in heaven someday. But while we're here on planet Earth, praise God, we need to keep our eyes on Jesus. I want you to look with me at John 19 and 11, my text this morning. John 19 and 1. Then Pilate took Jesus and scourged him. And the soldiers plaited a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and they put on him a purple robe and said, Hail, King of the Jews! And they smote him with their hands. Pilate therefore went forth again and said unto them, Behold, I bring him unto you, that you may know, and look at this, that I find no fault in him. Then came Jesus forth, wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. And Pilate said unto them, Behold the man. When the chief priests therefore and the officers saw him, they cried out, saying, Crucify him, crucify him. Pilate said unto them, Take ye him and crucify him, for I find no fault in him. Twice in that text I read, Pilate said, I find no fault in him. You may find fault with the preacher. You may find fault with the church. You may find fault with the people in the church. But I promise you one thing, on the authority of God's word, you will never find fault with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. In our text today, we see Jesus. He is in the hands of Pilate. He has been scourged. He has been beaten, battered, and bruised. He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. With his stripes, we're healed. Peter looked back at the cross and said, we were healed. That's the work of the cross. Surely, like sheep, we have all gone astray, and God made him a sin offering for our souls, that we might know him and know him intimately. Hallelujah. Jesus had been beaten beyond human recognition. He had been spat upon. Unholy men placed a purple robe of mockery around him, jammed a crown of thorns down on his head. Now we see Pilate bring him out onto the balcony, and a great crowd, a mob of people, they're gathered in the courtyard below. Pilate cries out and said, Behold the man. The crowd cries back, Crucify him, crucify him. Today, I stand in Pilate's place, behold the man, but I find no fault in him. Let us pray. Father, we love you and praise you. Thank you for the word of God that is living, is powerful, is sharper than a two-edged sword. It's the only thing that can split soul and spirit, the human mind and the spirit asunder. It's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. It goes down into the joints and the marrows. Life-giving substance, Lord. And we praise you for life that is in Christ. And we praise you for the life that he brings to us. The Zoe, the more abundant life. Hallelujah. And we praise you that we can gather in the house of God today with people of like precious faith. Holy Ghost, speak through me, through these lips of clay. Lord, save those that are lost, oh God. Sanctify believers. Deliver people from bondages and things that have held them for years. Set the captive free. And, oh God, we praise you and thank you for it. And the church said in Jesus' name, amen. I thought about the world we live in. It's a busy world. And everything that we see, it is bidding for our times. But this morning, for these next few moments, I want you to get your eyes on Jesus. Because when you got your eyes on Jesus, I can promise you one thing. You're going to make it. Behold the man. Look upon him. Behold the Lamb of God, John said, that taketh away the sin of the world. Look upon him who was crucified, who bore our sins, who carried them off to the region of darkness. Behold the man that it was impossible for the pains of death to hold him. And when he had satisfied every claim of justice, God's gavel came down and declared, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. When he had done that, he ascended to the highest point in the universe, and he sat down at the right hand of his heavenly Father, Lord and High Priest of a new and a better covenant that he cut with his own precious blood. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole and give me a full life? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that washes white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. When Jesus' blood came out of his body and hit the ground, it splattered and splashed right up into heaven and said, it is finished. Hallelujah. I can see the angels as he's making his triumphal entry into heaven itself. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. Lift up your head, O ye gates, be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty in battle. Hallelujah. Lift up his name. And he said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. He marched down through that street there of gold, down to the throne of God, placed his blood on the mercy seat. And God said, the claims of justice have been satisfied. There is no bondage. There is no devil. There is nothing that can keep you from being born again. If you'll cry out in the name of Jesus and say, oh, God, save me. Somebody go and praise God that you're saved. Behold the man, the God man, Jesus Christ, our Lord. I wish I had a tenor voice, but I don't. But I love that song, He Came to Me. It said, the gulf that separated me from Christ my Lord. It was so vast, the crossing I could never ford. From where his was to his domain, it seemed so far. I cried, dear Lord, I cannot come to where you are. He came to me. He came to me when I could not come to where he was. He came to me. That's why he died on Calvary. When I could not come to where he was, he came to me. He came to me. When I was bound in chains of sin, he came to me. When I possessed no hope within, he picked me up and he drew me gently to his side, wherein today in his sweet love I now abide. If you know it, sing it. He came to me. He came to me when I could not come to where he was. He came to me. That's why he died on Calvary, when I could not come to where he was, he came to me. That's why he died on Calvary. When I could not come to where he was, he came to me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Go on and praise him for that. Look at with me scripture. Look at John 1 and 11. He came unto his own. His own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believed on his name, which were born not of the blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Hallelujah. Salvation comes from God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Get a hold of it. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, heaven's most beautiful creature and creation of all, God's Son. He was born in a manger to die on a cross, and he came to us simply because he loved us, and he gave himself for us, my Lord. They buried him in a borrowed tomb. He didn't need it but 3 days. He just borrowed it. But the grave couldn't handle him, and death couldn't hold him. Hallelujah. When God's eternal time clock reached the precise moment, hallelujah, the Holy Ghost invaded the region of darkness, stormed the gates of hell, walked over to where the Son was held in the throes of death, breathed in him the eternal spirit, and up from the grave he arose. Up from the grave he arose, the mighty conqueror of his foes. He arose from the dead in the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He's reigning with us. We're ruling and reigning with him in life. Praise God. Get happy about your salvation. Don't look at the world. The world is about to spin off its axis. But the church, praise God, is about to make its exit. John said, I saw a great door open. One said, behold, come up hither. Hallelujah. And the church made its exit. We're not a part of the world. We're just in this world to establish God's kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. My Lord, God help us. Hallelujah. Jesus came to planet earth on a mission. He came to destroy the works of the devil. I'm going to give it to you scripturally. The word was made flesh and dwelt among us. God had to come in human form to redeem us because our blood is contaminated. He had pure royal blood, the blood of God. Look at John 1:14. John said, and the word, the Logos, the eternal Christ, was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and of truth. Look at 1 John 3:8, the latter part of this. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Now look at Colossians 2:15. It says, having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Every demon of hell is trying to drag you off in chains of darkness. I want to tell you something. Jesus Christ is a chain breaker, and Jesus is a way maker. And if you will surrender your heart and life to him, come under the Lordship of Jesus Christ, eyes not seen, ears not heard, it's not even entered the hearts of man, the things that God has prepared for those that love him. If you love him supremely, stuff will show up. Seek ye first him. Give him first place. Give him the place he belongs. I know we've got to take care of families and jobs and homes and bills and all of that. Never let anything get your eyes off of Jesus Christ. Love him supremely. How should we love him? He said, the first and great commandment, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, with all thy strength. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Some people can't love their neighbor because they don't love their self. That's it. God so loved you. You are somebody. No matter how much you've failed, no matter how far down you've gone, no matter what the circumstances of life has dealt to you, You can make a turnaround, and there's a turnaround anointing for anybody that will come to the cross. You can be born again, and you can live a Christian life, and the devil is a liar and the father of lies. He'll tell you if you gave your heart to Jesus, you can't live it. No, if you give your heart to Jesus and get the real thing, the things I used to do, I don't do no more since the Lord laid his hands on me, the place I used to go. I don't go no more since the Lord laid his hands on me. There's been a change in his life of mine since the Lord laid his hands on me. There's been a change in his life of mine since the Lord laid his hands on me. Come on, praise God. Come on, let's get happy about our salvation. Behold the man. Get your eyes on Jesus. There has been a change in his life of mine. See, he comes to change things. At the wedding of Cana of Galilee, he took that wine where people like to get drunk on. He took it, and it wasn't fermented wine. It was the best wine that was saved to last. But it was a delicious grape juice, hallelujah. The people there, the water was bad. They just loved that good, fresh wine that was not fermented. He saved the best for the last. People say, oh, you know, it's all right to drink wine. No, it's not. It's not right to drink liquor either. Let me tell you something. Let me just preach a little while. Jesus is not anybody's bartender. And Jesus Christ come to set the captive free. And if you're bound by alcohol, nicotine, let me just preach, praise God. I'm going to preach some old-fashioned holiness to you. It's not about how long your hair is and how long your skirts are and your sleeve and whether you got makeup on or not. It's whether or not you're a pure in heart. The pure in heart shall see God. Get the inside right and everything else will straighten up. There's been a change in this life of mine since the Lord laid his hands on me. Am I perfect? No. I still struggle. And if I didn't have to struggle, and if you didn't have to struggle, guess what? You'd be God. But we have an advocate with the Father because we have to realize we are saved by grace. He saved us. He'll keep us. We haven't gotten there yet. Hallelujah. Don't let the devil slip you a Mickey Finn and tell you that you're not good enough. God said you're good enough. Praise God. Just live the best you can. Get lost in this word and let the word wash you and let the word cleanse you and let Jesus Christ be Lord of your life. Somebody go and praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. He came to seek and save that which was lost. And we were all lost. We all needed a Savior. We were locked up in chains and shackles of sin and darkness. But I want to tell you something. The devil never made a lock to which Jesus doesn't hold the key. He's got all the keys. Hallelujah. He's got one key for alcoholism. He's got another key that unlocked the chains of drugs. He's got another one that will deliver you from lust and from that old sanctified religious spirit. Amen. Some people just, they don't have lust. They got a old religious spirit to think they're so much better than anybody else. No. Except for the grace of God, you can look at the drunk and the drug addict over there in the alley and say, except for God's grace, there lies me. He came to save us. He came to unlock the chains of poverty. He's a Savior. He's a healer. He's a deliverer. And we should never forget any of his benefits. Thank God he came to us and we're saved. And we can be healed and delivered. No one has to die in their sins and go to hell. If you're listening by Willie Radio this morning, watching by a live stream, I want to tell you something. You're hearing the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you can be saved from your sin, and you can be delivered, and you can be free, and you can have the more abundant life that Jesus came to bring. Jesus came to cleanse us from all sin so that we could make heaven our eternal home. Behold the man. Let me preach to you a little while about this man of men. Jesus had a human nature that enabled him to sympathize with mankind in his troubles, his sorrows, and his brokenness. Yet he possessed a divine nature that touched heaven, earth, and hell. Jesus was 100% man and 100% God. As a man, he grew tired. But as God, he could say, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. As a man, he knew what it was to be thirsty. But as God, he went to Jacob's well, and he found a wayward woman there. She was living with a man out of wedlock. And Jesus asked her for some water. And before he left that place, he said, I got some living water I want to give you. He said, if you take one drink of this water, you will never thirst again. For it shall be a well of living water springing up into you unto everlasting life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. As a man, he grew weary. He went to sleep in the hind part of a ship out on the Sea of Galilee. But as God, he arose. He rebuked the wind and the waves, and they lay down. And the disciples marveled and said, never a man spake as this man spake. Behold the man. As a man, he went to Lazarus' tomb. He'd been dead for 3 days. They said, by now he stinketh, Lord. Behold the man. As God, the God-man, he said, Lazarus, come forth. And he that had been dead came forth and lived again. I'll tell you what, there may be some dead stuff in your life. But if you'll surrender all to Jesus Christ, no matter what it is, he has resurrection power. He will resurrect your dreams. He will resurrect your life. He will resurrect your marriage. He will resurrect the brokenness. He is God Almighty, and he can do anything for anybody, anytime he chooses. All you got to do is come to God on the line of a living faith. And if you will do that, praise God, he will deliver you. Go on and praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. As a man, he walked on the back streets of forgotten men. But as God, he healed the sick. He raised the dead. He cast out devils. He opened blinded eyes. He cleansed the leper. And he offered forgiveness of sins to the sinner. As a man, think about him. He's despised and rejected of men. A man of sorrow, acquainted with grief. Think about grief. Think about the sorrows in this life. People are so troubled. Sometimes I spend my entire day on the phone or going to visit someone. They're broken. They're fragmented. And they need help. All I can do, but there's more than all I can do. As a man, I can pray. But I'm talking to God. And as God, he can move. He needs some instruments to move through. He needs a victorious, vibrant church that's alive. A people that they're not looking at the stuff around them. They feel the sorrows. They feel the pain because the compassion of the Lord Jesus Christ lives and dwells in their heart. He was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. He knows where you are. But as God, he had the approval of the Father who said, this is my beloved Son, whom I'm well pleased. Hear ye him. Hallelujah. He was God's gift of love to a lost, suffering, dying, crying, sighing world. And when Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, Jesus said, Philip, have I been with you so long? Don't you get it yet? Don't you understand, Peter? When you've seen me, you've seen the Father. You said, I wished I could see Jesus. Well, let me show him to you. Just walk through the pages of this book right here. Hallelujah. He said, I come to do thy will, O God. You want to know what God's will is in your life? Watch Jesus walk through these pages, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. He said, in the volume of the books, it is written of me. He said, the works I do, they're not my works. They're works of the Father that sent me. Do you need faith? Get into this book. Watch Jesus. Do you have a problem? Are you struggling with issues in life? Get into this book. Welcome to the real world. That's why God gave us this book. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Read His word. Hide it in your heart. Become what God said you are. More than a conqueror. We're all going to leave this planet someday. But I'm going to leave this planet praising Him, thanking Him, worshiping Him for what He's done for me. Let me tell you what He's done for me. Hallelujah. Oh, let me tell you what He's done for me. Save me, cleanse me, turn my life around. Set my feet up on the solid ground. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Let me tell you what the Lord's done for me. Peter summed up his entire ministry in Acts 10:38. Look at this. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. He said, I'm doing the Father's will. If you see what I'm doing, that's what the Father's like. You want to know how much God loves you? Look at Jesus. Greater love have no man than this, that he lay down his life for his friend. Look at God. God so loved, he gave. God is a giver. He spared not heaven's best to save us. He'll freely give us all things. You want to see God? Look at the Spirit. Watch the Spirit move on God's people. Woo! Shouting, dancing, praising God. In the Word, coming to church. Oh, the world. The world will say, why you do that? See, they're trying to dumb the church down. They're dumb. They need help. They're trying to dumb us down and tell us it doesn't work, and they're trying to take some of our rights away. But let me tell you something. It's not the world, and this thing just keeps coming back to me. If you want to know who's shutting the church down, it's the church. It's the leadership that will not open things up. Well, I'm the pastor, and I'm a leader here. This place is open. Anybody that wants to come, come on out. We're going to practice social distances. We're going to wear a mask, and we're not hugging and shaking hands and all that stuff. We're just honoring the culture and people in the culture. But we're going to honor God. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is, as you see that day, and much the more as you see that day approaching. I'm talking to the choir. Go on, praise God. You in church today. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory to God. People are asking everywhere, where can I find peace? Where can I find joy? Where can I find happiness? Where can I find fulfillment? There's a longing in every human heart. I've got the answer. Kneel at the cross. Christ will meet you there. Come while he waits for you. Give him every care. Just cast your cares upon him. All those problems you're facing, cast them over into the hands of Jesus. He cannot take care of it as long as you're trying to do it. He cannot fix it as long as you got it. But when you come and kneel at the cross, cast your every care upon him, say, God, it's yours. Let go and let God. Let go of that sinful life and let God have the preeminence in your life. Come to the cross and watch God work in your life. Hallelujah. See, the preaching of the cross, it is the power of God unto salvation. To the world, it's foolishness. They think we're foolish that we would come and when we could be sleeping in. No, I don't want to sleep in. I was glad when they said unto me, I want to go to church. I was glad, so glad. And some people can't be here, but some people can be here. But if you can be here, get out of here. Hallelujah. Come have a wonderful jubilee with God's people. I just refuse to let the devil oppress me. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. All, I'm an all. You an all. Don't let depression come on you. Don't let any of that stuff, the joy of the Lord is our strength, put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. I just decided a long time ago I'm going to praise him. He's my rock, my sword, and a shield. He's the wheel in the middle of the wheel. And he'll never let me down. Ah, my feet on the solid ground. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. I love to praise his name. You don't feel like that? Start praising. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. I love to praise his name. Hallelujah, glory. It do you good. Just get up and try it. Glory, hallelujah. I love to praise his name. Let me tell you now. I love to praise his holy name. Behold the man. His name is Jesus. Go on, praise him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The world would tell you, eat, drink, and you'll be happy. But true happiness cannot be found in that type of lifestyle. You will never find happiness in the arms of a lover outside of marriage. Hollywood and the television media, they portray happiness and satisfaction in a lifestyle that's contrary to the Word of God. Look at the mess that these people are in. Many of them, their lives are rotting at the core. They're on drugs. Their homes and their families have been torn apart because the wages of sin is death. And sin will kill you. It'll kill your marriage. It'll kill your home. It'll kill your relationship. It'll kill everything. It'll kill your finances. It'll kill your reputation. Come to the cross and let Jesus take care of that and fill you with the wisdom of God and the salvation that comes from God. Hallelujah. You will never find lasting happiness outside of a loving, lasting relationship with Jesus Christ. I've searched the world over, been in and out of ports and planes and places. But I tell you what, I never found true satisfaction until I came to the cross. Has it been a struggle at times? Yes. But it's been joy unspeakable, full of glory. Hallelujah. The lustful man, he tries to satisfy his every passion, but he does not find happiness there. Others drink liquor, they shoot up on drugs, but there's no happiness there. The ambitious man, he climbs the ladder of success only to find disappointment. Because there's no lasting happiness in temporal things. I have a cousin. He thought he would be happy if he could just make enough money. He worked hard. He became a millionaire at a young age. And one night in Las Vegas, he dropped $250,000 at the gambling table. He got on an airplane and flew home. And he told his daddy, and his daddy was a preacher. He said, Daddy, I thought if I'd make enough money, I would be happy. And his daddy told him, Son, you will never be happy without Jesus because there is no true happiness without him. And let me tell you something. If you've never been born again, if you don't know Jesus, if you've never made him Lord of your life, you will never find true happiness without Jesus and a total surrender to his lordship. The world is crying. Where can I find true happiness? I can tell you where. You will find true happiness in the arms of a loving Savior. That's the only place you will ever find true happiness. I tell you what. Preacher, can you tell me the secret to everlasting happiness? Oh, I can tell you. It's so simple that most people, and many of them in the church, they miss it. Look at Matthew 6:33. Here's the key to everything in life. You got to be born again. And then it says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Seek him and seek holiness. Seek to live right. Because if you don't live right, you cut yourself off from the blessings of God. God is a good God. And God wants us to have. But, you know, we've reached a place in history today in our nation where the world, they're looking for answers. Look at the political and the social unrest in our nation. I'm not going there, but I'll tell you one thing. If I was president of the United States of America, I got the Marines to take care of me. I don't need the National Guard and an army and a squad of people all around me. Things that are done in darkness will bring fear into your heart. And That's all I got to say about it. Hallelujah. We're in the last days. Men's hearts are failing them for fears. Is there any answer? Absolutely. The answer is found in the Word of God. And we need revival in the church, and we need a spiritual awakening in this nation. Look at what the Word of God says, Proverbs 1 and 20. If you want to learn wisdom, read the first 6 or 7 chapters of Proverbs, full of wisdom. Wisdom crieth out. She uttereth her voice in the street. She crieth in the cheap places of the concourse, in the marketplace. In the opening of the gates in the city, she uttereth her voice, saying, look at verse 22. How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity, or walk in ignorance, or walk in darkness? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour my spirit unto you. I will make known my words to you. Look at verse 29. For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel. They despise my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. If I could just make enough money, I would be happy. No, it'll destroy you. The love of money is the root of all evil, which while some covet after they have erred from the faith and given themselves over to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. You got to live right. You got to be honest. You've got to have integrity. You've got to have some character, godly character. My God. See, we got to return to the God of the Bible. We have to return to the Lordship of Jesus Christ in the church if we are ever going to know true peace and happiness. The world is looking for peace. I found it. It's in the Prince of Peace. His name is Jesus. The kingdom of God is within. It is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I love to go to church. I don't even care who's preaching. I just love to go to church. I know I'm going to hear something from God. I know iron sharpens iron. Hallelujah. And if I get with the body, pretty soon I might be down, but I'm going to come out praising God, because I go with purpose. I go to praise Him. I go to love Him. I go to hear Him. I go to experience Him. I go because He said, come, come. Hallelujah. Go on praising that you're in the house today. Glory to God. If you have never cried true tears of repentance, you will never know the true joy of salvation. How can you say that, preacher? Look at 2 Corinthians 7 and 10. Here it is. For godly sorrow worketh repentance unto salvation, not to be repented of. But the sorrow of the world worketh death. I'm sorry I got caught. I'm so embarrassed. I don't know what I'll do. Are you sorry toward God for your sins? Have you ever knelt at the cross and say, God, I'm a sinner. I have failed. And I need salvation. I need a Savior. I need a change, oh God. Just look at the sins of those in the church who profess to be Christians. They have never truly repented with godly sorrow. They still live in their sins. They have never allowed Jesus to become Lord of their life. No one can live and practice sin and make heaven their eternal home. Let me say that again. No one can live and practice sin and make heaven their eternal home. One of the biggest lies that hell ever hatched was you can get saved and do what you want to. I'm secure. I'm eternally secure. You're eternally secure because we've been sealed by the Holy Ghost of promise. But let me tell you something. We are not unconditionally secure if we go out and commit adultery and drink liquor and shack up and sleep around and lie and steal and cheat. No, you'll die and go to hell. And a preacher that loves you will preach the truth of God's gospel to you. I'm not preaching my church doctrine. I'm preaching what this book says, that there's a way that seemeth right unto man. The end thereof is the way of destruction. Jesus said, I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. But once you come, hallelujah, he said, knowing this, that the old man of sin is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin, for he that is dead is free from sin. Hallelujah. I still get tempted. Jesus was tempted in all points like as we, yet without sin. He never sinned. They nailed him to a cross. I have the propensity to sin. You have it. But guess what? We don't have an old sin nature anymore. We had God's divine nature. We're the righteousness of God, and we need to look like it, smell like it, act like it, and walk like it, and talk like it. Go on, praise God. Hallelujah. I think I might just go back out on the evangelistic field and preach some of this stuff to some other churches. Hallelujah. Son of friend, let me tell you something. You got to serve somebody. Listen to this song, Bob Dylan, a rock star. He was hanging out in the clubs, running with the women, shooting up on drugs, getting drunk on the booze. He wrote this song several years ago. Listen to the lyrics. You may be an ambassador to England or France. You might like to gamble. You might like to dance. You might be the heavyweight champion of the world. You may be a socialite with a long string of pearls. But you're going to have to serve somebody. Yes, indeed, you're going to have to serve somebody. Well, it may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you're going to have to serve somebody. You got to serve somebody. This rock star wrote this. It may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you're going to have to serve somebody. See, the church is not a social club that you join. This is a new life that is given to you by Jesus Christ. Well, old things are passed away, and all things have become new. Behold the man. For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourself. It is the gift of God. Come to Jesus on the line of the living faith, and he will save you, and he will deliver you, and he will give you a life that is full of joy, unspeakable, and God's glory. Godless sorrow produces salvation. Lord, I'm so sorry for my sins. I have failed. I've come to the end of myself, Lord. Let me tell you, when you will find God, when you come to the end of yourself, that is where you will find God. Only when you surrender all and give God his rightful place in your life is he able to provide what he has promised and what he has planned for your life. Behold the man. Make Jesus Christ Lord of your life, because total obedience brings God's total reward. Let us stand.
There is none like you, Lord.
Say, anybody, you've been wrestling. You say, I don't know how to get saved. I don't know a thing about salvation. I've heard the gospel, but I've heard God call me, but I've just never been able to figure this thing out. This is your moment. This is your time. Put on what you got. Come to this altar right now. In the name of Jesus, the Lord has called you. He sent me with a message for you today. Is one anybody else that you need Jesus?
There is none. You need a Savior. Like you.
He says, yeah, I need a Savior. Joshua.
No one else can touch my heart like you do.
You know that. I want you to just pray.
I could search for all eternity long.
Make Jesus Lord of your life.
And find. There is none like you.
I come to you. I'm a sinner. I was born in sin.
There is none like you.
And I need a Savior. I ask you, Lord.
No one else can touch my heart like you do.
I'm sorry for what I've done, Lord. I knew better.
I could search for all eternity long.
And I want you to change me.
And find.
I receive you, Lord.
None like
wash me in your blood. Flush all the sin out of my life. I receive you as my personal Savior.
There is none like you.
I thank you, I'm forgiven. I thank you, I'm born again. I'm a child of God.
My
name is in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Like
receive it.
Woo!
Hallelujah. Say, thank you, Lord. Lift that other hand. Just pray. Say, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for changing me. Lord, I come with godly sorrow. And you said if I would come with godly sorrow, that you would save me, that you would come into my heart, that you would change me. Lord, I need help. And I thank you that I'm saved. Cleanse me, Lord. Teach me, Lord. Lead me, Lord. Guide me, Lord. I turn from the world of sin, and I turn to Jesus with all of my heart. You're my Savior, and you're Lord of my life. I thank you for saving me, Lord, for leading me and guiding me. I'm born again.
Woo!
That is. That is. Take it. Hallelujah.
Oh, shine.
Let it all go, brother.
No one else can touch my heart.
Breathe in, Jesus.
You do.
Breathe out the other. Hallelujah.
I could search for all eternity long and find. Hallelujah.
Welcome to the kingdom of God.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory.
Woo.
None like you.
There is none like you.
There's a new name written down in glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
No one else can touch my heart like you do.
Glory to God.
I could search for all eternity long.
Hallelujah.
And find there is none.
Give the Lord a clap offering of praise. Charlie,
hallelujah.
You've been saved.